Thousands of fraudsters who collectively stole more than $100 billion in COVID emergency unemployment assistance are about to get away with it. The statute of limitations for pandemic aid crimes expires March 27th, unless Congress approves an extension. Law enforcement agencies have thousands of pending cases. The Department of Justice alone has more than 1,600 criminal matters that remain open and uncharged. I hope that in the coming weeks we can work together in a bipartisan fashion to pass legislation to do just that and get a bill across the finish line before the March 27 date, Illinois Representative Darren LaHood said. Congress previously tried and failed to extend the statute of limitations by 5 years. The Government Accountability Office estimates $100 to $135 billion was lost to fraud during the pandemic. Only $5 billion has been recovered, according to the Department of Labor. Stealing from relief funds is relatively easy due to what one expert described as the government's pay-and-chase method. Agencies work to get aid out as quickly as possible, so they don't properly verify identification, and they miss red flags in a flood of claims. This makes government programs a target for criminals. They never run out of money, and you likely won't be arrested, Haywood Talkov, CEO of LexisNexis Risk Solutions, explained. Talkov shared how criminal organizations use stolen personal information to file claims on behalf of real people. He said the government needs to implement stronger identity verification and end self-certification, which allows recipients to confirm their own eligibility. Talkov said, quote, "If we fail to act, we are complicit in funding fraudsters, organized criminals, nation-states, and even terrorists who use these programs as their personal checking accounts. It's sane." End quote. While there are individuals who steal for themselves, the bigger problem is organized crime on an international scale. The DOJ recently announced that a man pled guilty to laundering $59 million in public benefits to China. Some funds were traced to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Money has also gone to organized crime networks in Nigeria, Iran, and Russia. Talkov warned it's not just COVID funds, it's all disaster relief. So the same criminals who stole from the government during the pandemic are doing it again in California as the region recovers from devastating wildfires.